Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Carl Perkins bringing us back. 23 after the hour. That's from the Wayback Machine, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. My kids tell me I'm from the Wayback Machine, too. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite folks, Dr. Judith Glaser, the author of the DNA of Leadership, which is a very important book, and a number of other books. Her new book is called Conversational Intelligence, coming out later this year. It's all about helping you understand what is the best way to have a conversation. How to get your mind, your brain thinking the right way. She's identifying all the different things that you need to be paying attention to. You've created three levels, Judy. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the continued work that you're doing on how the brain works. Level one is transactional conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Level two is positional. And
yes.
And most of those are either superficial or all about me, the first two, right?
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
Level three, this is where we want to get to, right?
Right. We want to get to level three. Level three, and you know my books talk a lot about we-centric,
right.
How to be a place of we with others.
Right.
Conversations, you can't have a conversation.
There's no I in team, right?
There's no I in team. the reality is that we are a we the minute we walk in, look at somebody. Even if we don't talk nicely with them,
right.
Something happens. And if somebody doesn't talk nice to us right away, we start to feel bad about them. We already project onto them that they're horrible people. So,
well, of course. I'm obviously so lovable and cuddly. Why wouldn't anybody want to talk to me, right?
You got it. And, of course, you know, you are just such a neat, warm guy.
Yeah.
And warm is part of the story of conversations. Here's some research. You wanted to hear about our research. To get to level
mm-hmm.
three, people have to prime conversations, whether they do it intentionally or it happens because of the environment they're in. People feel either warm or cold towards someone. And the research that was done by John Barge at Yale University, he had people hold hot coffee and have a conversation with somebody. And he watched what happened, right? And he had them hold iced tea, the same people, have a conversation and watched what happened. And phenomenal things came out of this. What he realized is that when the person was holding hot coffee, the conversation was warmer. People got into rapport more quickly.
Really?
And he said, what's going on here? And it turns out that the same networks, I said, people are really simple, on, off, hot,
environment. The environment could play a role in how the conversation goes?
Totally, totally. The external environment starts before we even open our eyes. So the conversations got warm, people opened up, it released oxytocin inside, which is a chemical that produces more collaboration, more openness, more sharing, and more transparency.
You know what's interesting? If you go to the Middle East and you walk into an office for a
mm-hmm.
meeting,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that happens is a someone comes and starts serving Turkish coffee.
Wow.
I mean, it's automatic. Nobody discusses it. They don't ask you. They just serve you Turkish coffee.
Right. And so I think.
So I wonder if they're onto something.
Now, this is what I'm learning from my research. I'm an organizational anthropologist, so I've gone back and looked at thousands of years of wisdom that was emerging around conversations.
Right.
And every culture has wisdom about conversations. For example, when you're in a country like Dubai and you're handing over your card to somebody,
mm-hmm.
they bow when they hand the card. They
right.
hold it with two hands, and the intention is, again, to open that field of conversation. That's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
When I spoke over there, I spoke about power and how to change power in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on TV because they said it actually reinforces their Koran,
mm-hmm.
that they have known about how to create environments. Before I gave my talk, they did rituals in a room, 450 people were coming into the room, in order to create that energy field of positive intention.
Mm-hmm.
Level three enables us to use these kinds of human technologies that we already know to set the stage for people to be open and transparent and honest with each other, whether they say it verbally and they say, you know what, I'd love to sit down and talk with you and have an open heart conversation, that's a warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, I want to sit down with you because you really haven't been doing what I wanted you to do, and this is the last time I'm going to say
this. I tried that with my wife,
fired.
And it didn't work, Judy. Hey, Judy, I've got a couple of minutes left. You've got an example story to tell us about some things that you've seen.
Right. So I'm working with some very large clients, and they have offices all over the world. And they said that they were stuck. They couldn't get past arguing with each other about what the priorities should be moving forward. And they're planning for like 10 years out, 5 years out. And so every conversation was another conversation about whose priority was right. They were stuck in level 2. We introduced them to level 3. We talked to them about how to set the environment, like we're talking about, how to prime it,
right.
How to set it up, even talk about the kind of conversation you want to have before you have it so that it makes your mind switch into, this can really be good, and it reduces the fear. Within 2 weeks, the senior team was already using the skills, and when they were having their meetings with their team, the team's feedback was, this is the best meeting we've ever had with you. They said, how do we do this? And within a half an hour, they learned how to do conversational intelligence meetings and passed it down to the next generation or to their direct reports.
Wow.
We now have whole divisions in companies that have had transformative conversations and are moving forward and making decisions like they never did before.
The book is coming out later this year, Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Great Extraordinary Results. Judy, I expect to launch it on the show.
You bet. It is a deal.
And let's get you back between now and then. I want to talk about this some more. You've got a lot more to teach us.
Fabulous.
Give us a website. Give us a website, Judy.
ConversationalIntelligence.com.
So check it out, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Judy joined us. Judith Glaser, is our guest. Ruth King's coming on later. Judith Glaser, folks, is going to be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.